When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
I'm Rachel Martin. After hosting Morning Edition for years, I know that the news can wear you down. So we made a new podcast called Wild Card, where a special deck of cards and a whole bunch of fascinating guests help us sort out what makes life meaningful. It's part game show, part existential deep dive, and it is seriously fun. Join me on Wild Card, wherever you get your podcasts, only from NPR.
It's The Late Show Poncho with Stephen Colbert.
Welcome back. Ladies and gentlemen, my next guest is an Emmy Award-winning actor from Will and Grace who is now returning to Broadway in Goodnight Oscar. Please welcome back to The Late Show, Sean Hayes. Take your time. There you go.
They told me my blocking. I completely forgot it.
Lovely to see you, Sean Hayes.
Blocking's where you go on a state. Never mind. Mm-hmm.
Should I banana?
Yeah, should I banana?
Should I banana?
Banana. Don't ask me about that.
I love that sweeping
hair.
Well,
I don't know. Yours, too.
Well, I mean, mine's always this way.
I know, but yours is a wig. Mine's real.
There you go. But I picked you with something a little higher and tighter. That's what I...
Well.
There you go.
We're already starting. Boy, we're off to the races.
Listen, you and I have not had a chance to sit down and jawbone,
as we call
it in the biz, ever since I was on your podcast.
Smartless, yes.
The Smartless, which is so delightful. It was the first podcast I think I did. I was like, yeah, I should do a podcast. Yeah. I said, I'd love to do those guys. I was your guest.
Yeah, you were fantastic.
I had such a good time.
Well, thank you. Let me finish. You were fantastic. You're not on it now. I'm on your show. I'm kidding. No, you were fantastic on it, and I've always been such a big fan of yours. I love you. You always have the best audiences. I'm a huge fan of this show. I've seen two episodes.
You've seen every good one?
One of them I just happen to be on. And then the second one I'm going to watch tonight. I can't wait to see who you guys are.
It's going to be a really good one.
Yeah.
Stick around till the end when Sean Hayes is on.
Oh, it's going to be on the show?
This might be on the show.
Oh, my God. You're amazing.
One of the things we talked about, weirdly, that I don't want to get into why we talked about it, but we talked about the fact that when Jason Bateman was on here the last time, he wasn't wearing underwear.
Yes.
And so I did not know that. I found out later that he wasn't wearing underwear. Yes. I knew he was in a bad mood. I didn't know why.
Yes.
And that's why.
Yes, yes.
Chafing, evidently, was the reason.
Chafing, yeah. That's
so I sent all of y'all underwear.
Which I have on now.
That's like a quality brief.
It's an okay brief. I like it because I like to feel as close to you as possible, Stephen.
Thank you. Yeah. Is it boxer briefs or are those briefs?
They're just underwear. Stephen, let's talk about the play. So,
you are coming back to Broadway, starring in Goodnight Oscar, I hear.
Here's what I love about the show, spontaneity. Yes. It's incredible.
Ready?
Oh, look at that.
Goodnight Oscar.
How'd you get that?
What? They sent it to me. We made it. At the Belasco Theater right here.
Yeah.
First of all, welcome back to Broadway. How delightful to have you back
in
the Big Apple.
Yeah, yeah.
And who is Oscar and what is the play about?
So, thank you. Oscar Levant, for those of you who don't know, was a big kind of raconteur, amazing guest on talk shows back in the 50s and 60s.
Parr's favorite guest.
Parr on The Tonight Show. Yeah. A huge guest of his. And he was an incredible virtuoso pianist. He was a wit. He wrote books, like he's super intelligent. And he also struggled with mental health and addiction. And he would speak openly about this on live television, which back in the 50s and 60s on The Tonight Show was, crazy. I mean, people struggle talking about it today.
Sure.
And so he used it as fodder to make fun of himself. And it was super shocking. So the tagline on our poster is, anything can happen on live television, and one night it did. And so it's the name of the show, Goodnight Oscars, because Jack Parr used to sign off saying, at the end of The Tonight Show, you say, Goodnight Oscar Levant, wherever you are.
Oh.
And but it takes place, the whole play takes place. In real life, Oscar Levant got a 4-hour pass from a mental health facility to appear in a game show and then he had to go back to the facility. And that's a true story. So for this play, we just switched it to Tonight Show because it's more familiar.
Sure.
Yeah, and it's all that ensues backstage, and it culminates to this unbelievable appearance on the Tonight Show.
He had such fantastic...
Not unlike this one.
Exactly. And how long did they give you?
I'll tell you, a lot longer than this place.
He's got great sayings. Like he's
like
all one-liners. Fantastic.
Yeah, amazing. My favorite one was, which is not in the play. It's he said, "I take prescription pills for the side effects."
And what he said about Debbie Reynolds.
I don't know that one. Wait, what is that one?
I've known Debbie Reynolds since.
No. That's Doris Day.
Oh, it's Doris Day.
Go ahead.
No,
please. You're the host.
No, please stay there.
I knew Doris Day before she became a virgin.
There's a fine line.
There's a fine line between genius and insanity. I have erased this line.
Yes. Yes. Yeah, he's amazing.
He's incredible. Yeah.
And just an amazing face. Well, from like his work in An American in Paris and stuff like that.
Yeah. But as he got older, heart-wrenching, funny, but heart-wrenching story.
Okay, when you're not on Broadway and you're not a podcast star, you also are a writer.
Yes.
You've got a new book. It is called, Time Out.
Yeah, it comes out May 30th. You can pre-order it, but it comes out May 30th wherever books aren't banned. And it is, yeah.
Because this might get you a little... This might not be that popular in Florida.
And I hope it's popular in Florida, but it's really important because... It's a coming of age story. I wrote it with Todd Milliner, my producing partner. I've known him since I was 18 years old. We're producing partners now, and Carlin Greenwald is this fabulous up and coming author. It's a coming of age story about with the backdrop of high school sports. It's a Friday Night Lights kind of meets Heartstopper, and so Todd and I were discussing one day about how different we were growing up gay in suburbs of Chicago, right? Mm-hmm. And we're like, he was into sports and I was into the arts. Newsflash! And and so what would it have been had we known each other then, and how, and why haven't we seen that story of that kind of, you know, real friendship relationship? So we heightened it by making the star high school basketball player in Georgia come out as gay, and how that affects his family, his teammates, the state, all of those things, how that affects you, because, you know, it's hard enough being a teenager, it's hard enough coming out as a teenager, and it's hard enough being in sports coming out as a teenager. So it's an area we really wanted to tackle to kind of further the LGBTQ stories in America, especially with youth, because, you know, it's a scary time for all, and in formidable years, it's important to feel accepted and loved more than anything in the world.
And you can order it now. And previews of Goodnight Oscar begin next week. And it's Sean Hayes, everybody.
Thank you for listening to The Late Show Pod Show with Stephen Colbert. Just one more thing. If you want to see more of me, come to The Late Show YouTube channel for more clips and exclusives.
Late Show Pod Show listeners can get 20% off on all Late Show with Stephen Colbert merchandise on ParamountShop.com. That's 20% off at checkout on all Late Show shirts, mugs, accessories, and more with code TLS20 at ParamountShop.com.
Rise and shine, football fans. Start your day the right way with Morning Footy, a podcast that covers every aspect of the global game, headlines, match previews, analysis, interviews, culture, fashion, and plenty of banter. Join as we track the thrills and spills of Europe's biggest title races, the business end of the Champions League season, a summer packed with international competitions, MLS, NWSL, and much more. Subscribe to Morning Footy.